Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Today in my series of informal chats with the six Democratic candidates for mayor of Philadelphia, a conversation with Judge Nelson Diaz. He once served in the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas, was general counsel to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and was Philadelphia's city solicitor. Now he's a partner at Dilworth Paxson. At his campaign office downtown, we got onto the topic of Puerto Rico. His parents were born there. He's a frequent visitor, and I was days away from vacationing there myself. I've been all around the island, Rincon, Isabela.
Are you a surfer?
I'm not.
When I was in college, I took a bunch of guys from Long Island from the college, about 15 of us, in a Volkswagen with all of the boards and everything else. So we went all the way out there. They all got sunburned. We had to put them in a hospital afterwards. They don't realize that, you know, it's close to the equator, so you may not feel the heat of it, but that burning sensation is, so you gotta be careful.
So I like to do some icebreakers, although I think we just had an icebreaker moment, and I'll just rattle off some questions, and you can tell me what comes to mind. This is not having to do with politics.
Okay, good.
Favorite restaurant in Philadelphia?
Tierra Colombiana.
Day at the ballpark or day at the shore?
Ballpark.
Are you most comfortable in jeans or a suit?
So.
That wasn't very hard. And the most awkward moment on the campaign trail? Yeah, the awkward silence went on for a few more beats, and then Diaz told me he hadn't had an awkward moment on the campaign trail. The pace picked up as the subject turned to education, an issue he says drew him into the race for mayor and deeply concerned him while attending law school at Temple University 4 decades ago at the time of the Vietnam War.
The fellow that brought me to Temple was Governor Peter Liacouras. The first activity that I got involved with Peter was the moratorium march on the Vietnam War. And so we marched along with him all the way from Temple to City Hall. I was just thinking about, when I was going to school, was to get a job. But what I learned when I got to Philadelphia was how hard it was for the women and minorities to enter into the legal profession. And that was very disturbing to me. And I couldn't understand why there were only 78 African Americans that had ever passed the bar, and there had never been any Latinos. And so what I did was I started to make those questions relating to, you know, what's wrong. The dean, who was not extremely cooperative in terms of our education and the education of many of the students in the law school, they flunked out 2/3 of the class. It seemed like a very, very tense place. Second year law school, I began and developed the African American Law Student Association, which is known as the Black Law Student Association. There was a real feeling in that law school that there was a negative issue with regard to us. So we decided that we go visit the dean and figure out what we could do to change his policies. When we visited the dean was afraid. And I put my foot in the door because we just wanted to talk to him. And he called the police. And we decided to then demonstrate against the dean. When we began our demonstration, many of the white students then joined us. So the whole school was really in disruption with regard to the law school issue. So there was problems not only with us but throughout.
You made some inroads, and this was about probably early 1970.
This would have been 1970. Mm-hmm. What happened as a result of that was that then vice president, who was going to be the president, Marvin Wachman, because the president Anderson at the time, you know, he knew that was his last year and he wouldn't leave. So he came down, and he had been the president at Lincoln, so he understood the issues between the African-American and the establishment. So it was really, timing is everything. So Marvin Wachman asked the dean to resign, and at which time then, a year after, Peter Liacouras became the dean of the law school. The school totally changed. It's become one of the best law schools in the country. In 1975 was the first large class of women in that program. And in 1975 was also the large class of African Americans. In fact, some of them served our city. Gussie Clark, she was city councilwoman. John Street was in that 1975 class. Mm-hmm. Mari Carmen Aponte, who was the first Puerto Rican woman to pass the bar, and she's an ambassador to El Salvador today. So you had people who wanted to really do service and public service, who this education did a lot for them.